There's a lot to say. In a week's time, those you don't know about, it's called Yom HaDin. What is exactly Yom HaDin? We don't like to think about too often. But for a few minutes, let's take a look back at the last 12 months. Each person, for a few minutes, take a look back of the young people who you might personally know, could be part of your mishpacha, could be close friends, young people who suddenly dropped, were deathly ill. Go through your mind, make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. It was last Rosh Hashanah, last Yom Kippur, that it was decided what to do. We don't normally, chas v'shalom, we live in a world of unconditional love where everything has to look nice, and chas v'shalom, shouldn't get the olam nervous or scared. But for 2 minutes, just think, look back. If it was a cousin, an uncle, a close friend of your parents, a young bacha, a child who lived in the area. Think of all the maisim that happened to show that there was a Bayra Olam, that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. V'yesh din v'yesh dayan, and there's a din and there's a dayan, he judges. And the world is not hefka, and we run around a week before Rosh Hashanah, and we run around on Rosh Hashanah with the machshava, I'll make it through, I'll get through, it's okay, I'm chilled with the Ribbono Shel Olam, I have it all worked out. And we don't know when time is up. I don't know if some of you remember, but before Pesach, the whole neighborhood in Flatbush was blown away. And people were walking around in a daze, for days. One Balabos said to me, he didn't understand how Sunday morning, after the big Leviah from Motzei Shabbos of a Baal Stoker who just dropped like that in 1 minute, in the middle of playing tennis, and the stores are open, the world continues, as if nothing happened. How come nothing stopped? And the Rebbe Rom Shor got up by the Shleishim and he asked the Olam, did anybody change? Did anybody change their perspective on life? Was anybody mekabel something new? And this can go on, and every year we go through this. And there's always the few minutes of pachad, of fear that we have. But then we push it away. I can still continue, have a great time. I can still continue to do what I want to do. One of the main reasons why we push it away from our machshava is because we don't understand be'etzem what is tshuva. We were brought up, and as a kids, we were always taught, this is muksa, you shouldn't do this, you can do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. So we understood what's right and what's wrong sometimes. But we were never taught, and it's not part of our system, tshuva. What does tshuva mean? So normally, as kids, if you got into a fight with another child, so your parents would come and say, I'm sorry. Well, that we understood. That a musuk of saying I'm sorry to ben odom l'chavera, there is such a musuk. Of ben odom l'mokim, is this not part of our curriculum? That's one of the reasons why b'chlal tshuva is not part of, we don't even understand what it is. And then there's another part of tshuva, which we think is a lot bigger than it is. Take a look in Shemoneh Esrei. We start off with Hashiveinu Avinu Seresecha, and then we talk about Slach Lono Avinu Kichatonu. We ask for Mechila. So that means there's two parts of tshuva. There's Hashiveinu Avinu Seresecha, doing tshuva, and then the Slach Lono, asking for Mechila for the Averus. Wouldn't you say that that is part of tshuva? And the answer is, it might be part of tshuva, but there's a step in tshuva that we all forget about. The Gemara in Kiddushin. A Rosha meets a girl in the street and says, Hariat Mekudeshes Shal Manosh Ani Yitzadik. Right? This happens the whole time. Right? Hariat Mekudeshes Shal Manosh Ani Yitzadik. Right? And the next morning, you get a phone call at 7:30 in the morning, get up for Shachris, oh, so gewaldig. I'm not Shani Tzadik. Hari Mekudeshes, she's Mekudeshes. What happened to all his Averus? The guy was a Rosh Gomo, Gomorrah says. I'm not Shani Tzadik. And he was Mahara B'tshuva Mekudeshes. We're talking about Kiddushin. This is not just Kelach Hayat. This is a Maisa Kiddushin. And it's Chal Kiddushin. What happened to the Kaparos Havainas? What happened to the Mechidif on the Rebbeinu Shleilom? What happened to Tshuva, Charota, Vidui? And there's another pasuk. Shuva Aleichem. Shuva Elayah, Shuva Aleichem. You do tshuva, v'ashuva aleichem. And the Rebbeinu Yisrael says, I'll come back to you. It's a two-way traffic. Tshuva means, al chet shechatanu, I did averet, I did tshuva, I did charota. Okay, let's move on. V'ashuva aleichem, I come back to you. The Rebbeinu Yisrael says, I come back to you. What is this relationship about? And the Teretz is, perhaps I can be masbeit with a maisa that happened in England. I think it was in 1936, 1937. There was the first kinder transport from Germany. I mean, they sent over the kids. Parents realized that Hitler was dangerous, and they sent the kids over to England. And they went to this school, I think it was a Goethe school even. And there's two kids standing in line. Why? Because the king, so it must have been in 36 still, King George was still then around. And the king is going back. He's going back with the whole Merkava. So the whole school came out and stood in line to wave by the king. And this child, there was two children, two friends, and suddenly he turned around and he sees that his friend has disappeared. And he looks up and he suddenly sees the child on the chariot of the king. Say, Emerson Maisa. And he's standing there and wonder, like, what's going on? And he's standing there and he spoke to the king. And he went down. He went back to stand in his place. And the child asked him, what did you say? He says, I saw the king was coming. My parents are in Germany. And I decided that the only way I'm going to get my parents out of Germany is if I ask the king to try and get protection to pull them out. And the king promised him that he would do everything in his hands to take care of it. And he got his parents out. And the other child turned around years later and said, my lack of confidence and my busha is his parents got out and his parents were still alive in Eretz Yisrael years later. And my parents were killed by Nazis. There's a musuk of jumping onto the chariot. Nothing to do with vidui, having charota of yaveiros, doing tshuva on yaveiros. You can be the rosha and still be the rosha. I'm a noshani tzaddik, I have a hiru tshuva, mkudeshes. There are certain averes, you'll even do tshuva, which the Gemara says, you had a mechila. But there's certain averes that afilu Yom Kippur's not mechapa. Does that mean you're not a tzaddik? But certain averes, only a misa's mechapa. Chilul Hashem. Does that mean you're not a tzaddik? You're still a tzaddik. That means I can still be a tzaddik, and I can still do tshuva, even though I've got my pekel of averes, and I'm still considered a tzaddik. This is a nekuda which we don't even know about. And this is a nekuda which I think, perhaps in the practical terms, is much easier for us to understand and work with it. There's a musag. When we say al chet shechaton l'fanecho, so there's an al chet shechaton l'fanecho, let's start with ba'onis of barot. So there's two parts to that tefillah. There's an al chet shechaton l'fanecho, I was murdered by malchus. I was pegeya in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I kicked my father in the face. Besides that, there's an avera of whatever I did, whether it was lashon hara, whether it was arayas, whether it was zman krishma, whatever it was. But there's two parts to it. There's an al chet shechatonu lefonecho. It was in front of you. It was lefonecho. And then whatever the avera is, there's two parts. And on the avera itself, you got to do tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah says a whole seder advarim how to do it. Charoto, vidui, kabbalah ala osit. I'm a kabbal for the future. That's all halachas in the etzem avera. But in the big picture, there's an al chet shechatonu lefonecho. There's an avera that you kicked the Ribbono Shel Olam in the face. You were murdered by malchus. You moved yourself, removed yourself away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tshuva is jumping onto the chariot. Doesn't make a difference who you are, what you are, how old you are, how many avedas you've done. It's having a private audience with the king. It's jumping onto the chariot. And when I jump onto the chariot, you've got protection. It's a whole different passion. Yeah. It could be you've got a pekelach of avera, then you have to have a kabbara, could be you need yisurim. That could be. Oh, but a tzaddik bist du. A tzaddik you are. I want to be masbeh one nekuda, what it means coming closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. Shuva elai va'ashuva aleichem. Ribbono Shel Olam says, I will return to you. That has nothing to do with the Averis. The minute that you return to me, you stop kicking me in the face, and you want to have a kesha with the Ribbono Shel Olam, va'ashuva aleichem, I'll come back to you. The pekelach, the Averis, said, you'll take care of. There's a mahalach, which I want you to go through this Gemara. You gave out the papers. I want to go through a Gemara. It's a small Gemara. Some of you know the Gemara. I've been through the Gemara before. But it's a Mahalach that Rabbi Daniel, the Rosh Yeshiva in Kelm, to Shmuz that he said in Kelm. It's a Meridike insight into understanding how easy it is for us in our matzav, with our pekelach, to do tshuva. And tshuva over here is, we're not talking about the averus. Get it straight. The pekelach, when you actually decide to do tshuva on the averus, this, take a look in Shari Tshuva, what we got to do. Could be efshe by Yom Kippur, you might have a shtikl musug in how to do tshuva on the averus. Here I'm coming along the first stage. The first stage of tshuva, of coming closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Gemara says, Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik lived in a generation before Chulban Bayis Sheni, which was one of the best possible times of Klal Yisrael. In Shimon HaTzadik's times, the string that came out from the Kohen, from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, always went white. In those 40 years that he was Kohen, the fire never needed to be put to be strengthened, because the Ribbono Shel Olam, there was always a Siyata Dishmaya that the fire in the Mizbeach was strong enough. Lechem Aponim was always fresh. It was a Moedik Tkufa that we were living, that we're living in. And Shimon HaTzadik comes along and says, "Mi yomai, in my days, le'achalti oshom nozer tome. I never ate an oshom that a nozer has to bring." What's the story? A person, what we call, in a minute of his soilerus, he decides, you know what? I've got my pekelach of averus. I've got to do tshuva. I'm going to become a nozer for 30 days. Right? In those days it was 30, not 40. Right? And he decided. And then what happened was, what's a nozer? A nozer is not allowed to drink wine, not allowed to become tomei. And he became tomei b'shogeg. So the halach is, you got to bring a korban. You bring a korban, you got to start off over the nazirus again. You got to start your 30 days again. You got to have a straight 30 days, full 30 days. So Shimon HaTzadik came along and said, "I never ate from the oshom of a nozer tomei." Why not? Because he held that, you're right, the nozer, when he became a nozer, really had the right intentions. Anitaka wanted to do it. But once he became tomei and he has to start all over again, he's going to have charota. I can't do it again. I can't make it. So, it's not 100% a proper Kabbalah. So he said, "I never touched the Oshom Nozer Tomei. Elo Echot, only one time. Pamachas, Bo Odom Nozer Min Adorim. A Nozer, a person, came along from Dorum. Vera Isif, and I saw." Now part of being a Nozer is you don't cut your hair. Chu Yifei Naim, you had beautiful blue eyes. V'toiv Roye, he was a good looking guy. We could say of Suduros Lataltalim, his hair was beautifully curled. Now we're saying Shimon HaTzadik understood this is a good looking kid. Amati loy bni, I said to him, "My son, Maro Iso Lahashri Sar Jose Hano. What did you see that you came and you're ready to take what we call a karachat, shave it right off? It's not the fashion today, right? That you have to take off, that you have to go and spoil your whole hairstyle." Omali. So he said to me, "Listen, Roya Hayisi, I was a farmer, I was a shepherd, La Abba Be'iri, for my father. Holachti la malois mayim min ha'ma'ayin. I went to fill up water from the well. V'nistakalti bevoshali, and I looked at my reflection in the water. I saw what I looked like. Upochas alai yitzri, and the Yetzirah chat me. Ubikesh l'terdenim in ha'olam, and he wanted to force me out of this world. Because he chat. I looked into the mirror and I saw I'm a good looking guy and I'm dressed to kill. Right? So he was ready to go for it. He was ready to get on that 59 bus and go for it. So they're all going to go for me. And Bikish l'terdeni min ha'olam, he wanted to take me out of this world. Amalti loy, I said to the Yetzirah, Rosha, lomo atom mizgoy ba'olam she'eina shelcha. Why are you being a balgaiva in a world that doesn't belong to you? B'mi, in what? Shu'osid liyo yisrima v'saleya, that's going to be later on full of worms. What are you being such a balgaiva about your beautiful looks? When one day you're going to be lying in a 4x4, rotting away. I'm going to go and take this beautiful piece of work that's trying to take me out of this world, and I'm giving it to Shemayim. I'm going to shave it off the shame Shemayim. Miyad, said Shimon HaTzadik, Omadati v'nashakti v'al roisha, I stood up and I kissed him on his forehead. V'omati loy, and I said to him, B'ni, my son, komoicha, like you, yiru b'nozi naziris, like you, there should be plenty of naziris in Klal Yisrael. Olova kosovei me'ish kiyaf lindu neda nozel Hashem. Let's understand this story. It's a meridika maisa. Meridika maisa. Shimon HaTzadik was nispol from this good-looking boy that turned up and said that I had a tremendous yetzahara because I realized I could get them all. I was a good-looking boy and I saw in the mirror, I saw in the reflection of the water, I've got it. I've got the build, I've got the looks, I've got everything going for him. Ubikesh, and he wanted from me l'terdeni, you hear the Lashon HaGemara, to take me out of this world. And I turned around and I said, Rosha. And I turned around to the Yetzirah and I said, you're a Rosha. I've got something to be proud of. And this piece of flesh is going to be rim of a saleh, it's going to be being eaten up by the worms. It's going to be nothing left of it. In a few years' time, this is what I've got to be proud of. This is what it's all about. And on that, Shimon HaTzadik was in his spool. Oh, from him I'll eat. Now we have to understand, the Gemara holds what a nozeh is. The Ramban explains that a nozeh is called a nozeh, which is Toidish Lashem. A nozeh is a madrega of a novi. It's a madrega of a novi. In fact, why did the Nozi become Nozi? Because he wanted to sort of come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He realized that he was slipping and he was makabel on himself a new Kabbalah. 30 days parush when Olam has it. And the Torah compares it to a Novi, a Madrega of a Novi. And on that, Shimon HaTzadik said, I never ate from those Nazirim. From one guy I ate. The guy that said, Bikish l'terdeni min ha'olam. Olam chosheinu shelcha. That he answered the Yetzirah and said, why are you being a guy, balgaive, in the world that doesn't belong to you, that you're not shaykhus to? Einu shelcha, it's not yours. Dafka, that nozir he ate from. And from the other nazirim that was the kufa of Shimon HaTzadik, that they were all kedoshim v'tahirim. It was one of the best kufas that Klal Yisrael ever lived through. For 40 years straight, the Shoni turned white after the coin came out from the Avodah. And here, Rav Daniel wants to go ahead and explain a Meiridik Avot. A Meiridik Avot. It's a Meiridik Yisoid for all of us, if you guys can listen for a few minutes. In the world that we live in, we do an Aveira. We have a conscience. We do a big Aveira. We have a conscience. And we decide after certain amount of time, you know what? I've got to do tshuva. I've got to make a kabbalah. I've got to be mechazik myself. I got a hold that the guys out there should come in. Call them in. See, I think they need your help. They need your help. Mordecai Yosoid. I shouldn't think it's lechvoidi that I need every bocha here. I just told that there's a yisoid over here that's kedai that everybody should hear it. A normal person comes along, does an avera, does a big avera, and he has a terrible conscience, and he's walking around depressed for a few days, and then he decides, you know what? I'm going to be makabel on myself. Something. Well, it should be a kapora. Oh, I take a feel that I'm slipping so far. This will get me back to the straight and narrow. So he's makabel on himself, a kabbalah. It could last. Most times it lasts 20, 30, 40 days, 120 days. But we're going to fall down the road. We're going to fall. And most of our Kabbalahs from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah last perhaps till Vurachum of Motzei Yom Kippur. And if we're lucky, till Hoshana Rabbah. And if we have a good chance, Efshel till Chanukah. But that's it. It's over and done with. That's one Mahalach of Tshuva. Which al piroiv, it's what we call, you're making cheshbonis with the Yetzirah. Is it kedai? Not kedai? Should I do it? Should I not do it? Am I part? Should I? Should I not? Is it kedai? I'll be makabel. I won't be makabel. And this, we live through this day in, day out. Should I make Zman Krishma? That's asking too much. Should I go somewhere? Should I not? Is it going to kill my week? Not going to kill my week. These are all cheshbonis that we live day in, day out with our inner fight with ourselves. But that's one way of what we call facing the Yetzer Hara or the battles of what we go through. There's another mahalach. And this mahalach is what Shimon HaTzadik saw by the Nozir. You're right. In the mahalach of a nozir, when he's makabel on himself a mitzvah of being a nozir, he taka might have charata when he has to do it over again for 30 days. And he might become tome again, and the third time he might have to and have charata. But he has to do it anyway. But it's not him. I don't like those kind of nazir. What Shimon HaTzadik saw by this nozir was he had a whole different perspective in life. Take a look at the Lashon. Lama atom is gay ba'olam she'ena shelcha. It's not my world. I don't belong in that world. I come from a different world. I have a different outlook in life. It's pasnished. I hold myself higher than that. There's no shayla of cheshbonus over here. There's no shayla of is it kedai, is it not kedai? Moshe lemar dover doimer. Give you a moshe. There's a king. King. He's king, he's 12 years old. He became king. And he's driving around in his chariot. And he sees his friends playing in the mud. and he would love to play with them. He's still a child. So he makes two cheshbonos. He makes a cheshbon. Is it worth it for me to go down and play with them? I'll get all my clothes dirty. Or he can make another cheshbon. I don't belong there, I'm a melech. What loss is better? We live as a melech, as a ben melech. We live as the chosen nation, as a neshama, chelek elakaymi mal, as godly people. We have koichas that the Ribbono Shel'olam gave us, of koichas, godly koichas. And we make the cheshbonos that's pasnished, I might get my clothes dirty. That doesn't last. That might last a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But when he goes in the chariot and he says, I'm a melech, I bechlal don't belong there. This is not, I'm bechlal not part of that. I live in a different world, I have different ideals. It's pasmanish to be there. Then it's a whole different world. Then it's a whole different mahalach. Then it's something that will be able, you'll have a solid grounding on how to move on. That's what Shimon HaTzadik said. Shimon HaTzadik suddenly saw by this nazir, Rosha, lama ato mizgoy ba'olam she'eino shelcha. That's not my world. Yeah, I'm a good looking guy. And I have a Yetzer Hara. But I'm not going out there, not because of my cheshbonos. Because I don't belong there. Because it's not my world, I don't belong there, I'm a ben melech. I have different ideals in life, and my focus is somewhere else. On that, Shimon HaTzadik said, such a nozeh will never have charota. Such a nozeh from him I'll eat. His hashkofa was Musar Hashem, says Shlomo HaMelech. What's the Musar Hashem? Says the Pasuk, Bani, you're my son. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Klal Yisrael, Musar Hashem. You want to know what the Musar of the Ribbono Shel Olam is? Bani, you're my son, you're Ben Melech. Al Timas. Don't make yourself filthy. It's pastach nisht. You're from a different world. You're from a different caliber. You're a different kind of person. You're more regal. You don't belong there. In the Shari Avoda from Rabbeinu Yona, Rabbeinu Yona starts off. How does a person start with Avodas Hashem? So he says, a Pesach HaRishon. So what would you say? Pesach HaRishon is, you got to do tshuva, and there's Rabbeinu Shalom, and there's Gehenim, and there's Olam Haba, who knows what. HaPesach HaRishon, the first opening. Sheyeda HaIsh, that person should know, HaOyved, who wants to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, Erech Atzmoy, his own self-worth. V'yake, and he has to remember, and he has to recognize, Ma'alosoy, his Milas, U'Milas HaVoysof. Merit HaKazach, Rabbeinu Yona says, what is the first Pesach to tshuva, to avoida? First thing is, that a person has to know his own self-worth. And when you feel choshev, and you understand who you are, and what your milas is, you're a different person. You're in a different world. Rabbi Yerucham used to say, it's an avera not to know your chisroinus. But it's a bigger avera not to know your milas. Because when you know your milas, and you know what you're worth, and you know who you are, there's a lot of averas we wouldn't be over. Because it's a olam she'eino shelcha. You don't belong there. You're not part of that. It's foreign to you. Why is it foreign? Because I'm in a different world. I don't live in that world of Russia. Russia, why are you a Russia? Lom atom is God, but olam she'eino shelcha, it's not your world. Look safe, rim of a seleya, at the end of the day you're going to be put in a 4x4 and drop down. Rim of a seleya, that's what you're being miskoy about, that's what you're being a balgaiva about. You had a whole different perspective on life. a whole different ideal in life. When we come to Rosh Hashanah, everybody in Rosh Hashanah talks about Malchius, Malchius. You got to be Mamlech Ribbono Shel Olam. And we don't even know what it's talking about. What do you mean, be Mamlech Ribbono Shel Olam? If the chazan takes too long, chas v'shalom, you know what I mean? It's like, it's enough. And by the second day, it's like, you know what I mean? And we miss out on the Ika Avoida of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is one thing. Which world do you belong in? Shuvu Eilai. Forget about your Averus. Forget about your Averus. Hare At Mukudesh is Amanosh Aniyeh Tzadik. I want to get onto that chariot. I can be a small child, I can be a high child, I can be big. It doesn't make a difference what your pekulach are. I want to get onto that chariot. I want to speak to the king. I understand my ideals is in a different world. That is the first thing in tshuva. Rosh Loma Atom is goy ba'olam she'eino shelcha. We have to know that that's a world out there that we don't belong in. It's not our world. It's an olam she'eino shelcha. We are living a different world. We come from different stock. We understand what our maila is, what our mailas are. We know what we're worth. We're nefesh elakai mimal. We have godly koichos. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a neshama. We're in a different world. A lot of times, Moshel, I'm not here to knock it, chas v'shalom. Shouldn't sound too fanatic. A Moshel amar dover deima. You see, sometimes, I don't know if it's a good Moshel because I don't feel I understand. A guy walks around. He walks around like a Shvatz. He walks around like a Shvatz. I once turned onto a Bocher. He's walking around with his jeans, looking like a Shvatz, halfway down. He's got the whole look. Hey, man. And I once asked the Bocher, tell me, you feel taka comfortable the way you're walking? You feel good about yourself? Tell me, does it make you feel something that you're choshev? Or do you feel like you take a feel gives me something? You feel part of that world? That's where you want to go? That's where you see yourself in 10 years' time? That's the way you want to be mechanech the next generation? I'm asking you seriously, on a serious note, I'm not here to give you mussar. This is where you see yourself. This is who you are. Sometimes you hear from people, I wouldn't be caught alive in them. Right? You hear such statements from on different occasions, on all different types of scenarios that happen. I wouldn't be caught alive in there. I wouldn't be caught alive here. What does it mean? What are you trying to say? I don't belong there. It's a olam she'eino shelcha. My focus is, what does the Ribbono Shel Olam want? Am I kicking the Ribbono Shel Olam in the face every day? Do I have an outlook? My focus is it the olam from the Ribbono Shel Olam, or is it the olam she'eino shelcha, where b'soif will be rima v'soleya? That's the first step in tshuva, and it's not a hard tshuva. It's a mindset. It's a mindset of changing my focus in life, changing where I want to go, changing what I want to look like in the real person. are you? Says the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we say mi yichye, mi yomos, mi bekitzoy, mi loy bekitzoy, right? Everybody screams their heads off on Rosh Hashanah and the Sanatoik if you think it's the most choshuvah tefillah. There's more choshuvah tefillahs. But it's a scary tefillah. Sanatoikiv, Kedushas Hayoim, Neirav Oyom, and it describes there what the Yom HaDin looks like, how the Ribbono Shel Olam comes out, and he's done each one. Mi Yichye, Mi Yomos. Who's going to make it alive? Who's going to make it dead? Who is the me? That's the most important. Who are you? And who you are? That's the Yomus or Yichya. Because Yomus or Yichya doesn't always mean that you're going to drop dead. I always say Yomus or Yichya can also mean quality of life. You belong in the Olam. She'ina Shalcha. No problem. You can have it. You'll have a depressed year. You'll look like all the rest of the Shvatas. You'll never be happy. There'll be a Mi Yomus. Because who's the Mi? Mi Bekitzoy, Mi Loi Bekitzoy. What's the Mi? It's not Mi Bekitzoy, Mi Loi Bekitzoy. What's the Mi U Mi? Mi Bamayim, Mi Baish. The Mi is, who are you? Is your focus for the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Al-Khait Shechatonu Lefonecha? Or is, do you want the Olam Shein Al-Shulcha? And every so often that you get a guilty conscience, you'll make a new Kabbalah. And that's how you're going to go through your life? Shimon HaTzadik says, no, those Nazirim I don't need. I don't need these Tzadikim. Because they're living in Sveikas all their life. They're never happy. They're always Charotah. Whether they're doing good or bad. Who do I want? I want somebody who says that world doesn't belong to me. Yes, I have my pekelach of Averus. I can blow it every so often. But in the big picture, I'm focused. Olam she'ena shulcha. Seven more days, six more days to the Yom HaDin. Let's call a spade, we haven't done too much up till today. And the chariot is coming into town. The Ribbono Shel Olam is coming into town with his chariot. And he's coming closer and closer. And as he comes closer and closer, we have to decide, are we jumping on that chariot? Do we want to be part of that world? Or do we stand behind like the little boy and say, if I would have jumped on, my parents would still be alive. I didn't jump on, my parents are dead. Who is the me? Who am I? Am I b'misa? Am I b'chayim? Am I taka living? Am I focused towards having some sort of kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Forget about the pekelach of averus. We'll do that later. We'll take care of that later. But you can still be a tzaddik the minute that you turn around and say, I changed my mindset. I changed my mindset. I'm going to start thinking about having some sort of kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Perhaps it might even start with just washing negavas in the morning. Or saying Moida Ani by saying thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam that I woke up and everything's working. I recognize that the Ribbono Shel Olam is running the world. I don't deserve it. I say Moida Ani, I say thank you. I recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. I'm a Kabbal Ol Malchus Shemayim. There's certain times of the day that I have to be up to say Krishna. Where are we focused to? That is the first question. That is the easiest part of tshuva, and it's something that everybody can switch. She can grace a Kabbalah. It's a mindset in our head. Do I belong to the Olam She'ena Shelcha? is that where I want to be? In that world that doesn't belong to us? That we really don't have any kesher with, we don't have any shaykhs with? And we feel foreign to it, even though we feel comfortable there. And when we get too comfortable, then the Ribbono Shel Olam wakes us up with an Auschwitz, and it can happen again. When we get too comfortable, hopping on what the goyim are. The famous Meshech Chochma, 1930, Meshech Chochma writes that Berlin, Germany, the Germans think that Berlin is the Yerushalayim of, and that the integrating with the geisha, with the goyim, is going to bring the geula. There'll come a time where the Ribbono Shel Olam will turn around and throw it back in their faces, and war and dam will be nishbach kamayim. Blood will flow more than water. Take a look. In Parashat B'chukais, it was often a nevuah that the Meshech Chochma wrote in 1930, before Bichlal Hitler came to power. He said there's too much integrating with the Goyshim Musogim that there's not going to come a time where the Ribbono Shel Olam will throw them all out. Ad Doi Ravi, if your grandfather was a Jew, you went into Auschwitz. Are you married a Goy and you're living like a Goy? Doesn't help. You're going to Auschwitz because you're still a Jew. Ribbono Shel Olam showed us when we get too close to the Goyshim and Hagim, there's an Auschwitz. The Welt is nicht Hefka. Don't think it's Hefka. Yesh Din, Yesh Dayan. And if it's not today, it's tomorrow. It'll catch up to every one of us. And the Ribbono Shel Olam will take Din from every one of us, Lefi our Koichas. And there's no getting away from it. We have one chance. We can change our mindset. We can change our mindset. Shuva Elai. We go to the Ribbono Shel Olam and we say, you know what? We want to belong to your world. We want to have shaykhs in that world. That world is not my world. It's pasmanish to be there. I don't feel comfortable. There doesn't even come a shiloh of an isoyan for me. It's not even a test for me because I don't belong there. And if we go with that mindset towards the Rosh Hashanah, perhaps we'll be zeicher to aksiva v'chsima teivah.